Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back. It's 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Dini's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the brand new book, Surely to Be an Award Winning. This book's going to have so many award stickers on it, you won't be able to see the name. So for right now, I'll quickly tell you, it's called Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. If you're a boomer, or you know somebody who is, if you're a boomer selling a business, or if you're somebody who's buying a business from a boomer, you need to know what John says in the book. And it's not only an important book, as I've said before, it may be the most beautiful book I've seen in a long time. Really, really very well done, John. Good, congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Jim. Actually, we held off the publication for about 4 months because when I went through the quote-unquote final, I called up my graphics person that collaborated with me, and I said, there aren't enough pictures. There aren't nearly enough pictures. I want a lot more pictures in this. So we wound up with 300 color illustrations in that book. So it's, as you said, it's a different looking book for a business book.
Yep, very nice, nicely done. So, okay, folks, we're talking about data, the data mining that's going on these days, the big data, the encroaching data, the creepy data mining stuff. And John, you told a story of your own in the beginning of the previous segment. I've got one. I've experienced all those that you talked about, where you look for something, you know, all of a sudden you decide to look for something that you've never looked for in your life before, never thought you'd ever need it. Totally illogical for you, for your psychographic. And then for 6 weeks, you can't get rid of it off of the ads that are all
right. Right.
But here's something that I've been wondering about. So you're watching a movie, John. You're watching a movie. And it's like a 60-year-old movie, an old movie. And I don't know what you guys do, but we sit there with our phones and look up the characters because, hey, what happened to that person? You know, it's kind of fun to see what, you know, to check those characters out, the cast members, I should say. And so I go in there while I'm watching this movie over my Dish network, right? And I'll start typing in the first two letters of this person's name, and all of a sudden their name pops into my screen.
Really?
And I'm thinking, now that person would, I mean, how far down would that person be on the list if I weren't watching this movie?
Right.
You know what?
Right.
I don't know that there's a connection, but it sure seems like it. And that's creepier than creepy.
Yeah.
And I do believe they have the ability to connect all those dots, don't you?
They do.
Big corporate
growing
brother out there.
You know, GM, amazing comment by the CEO of GM about 2 weeks ago. They were talking about Lyft. And, you know, GM last year made a $500 million investment in Lyft.
Wow.
And they were talking about ride-sharing and how ride-sharing might reduce the number of new cars sold. And the GM CEO said, we know that, and one of the ways we think we can make up with it is with our investment in Lyft. We know where people are going and why,
right?
And we can sell that data to make up for the loss in car sales.
Yeah. That's a really important lesson there, John, that they're learning, that I've learned in my business, and I know you have too, and that's monetizing your work in ways that you never thought of before.
Right, right.
That's what they're doing. They're monetizing in a different way.
You know, I'm sure small business will be offered in the not-too-distant future some sort of collaborative database participation where the data they collect on their customers can be combined with other small businesses so that they can find more.
Right.
And that might be good, but in order to participate, you would have to have the data. And that's more than, as I said in my column last week, that's more than just being able to greet people by name when they walk in the door.
Right.
Yeah, that's not enough anymore.
But it's also a decision you have to make about outing your customers in a way that you never would have done before. You're sort of outing them.
Kind of, but you do it anyway. I'm not talking about stalking them or tracking.
No. But you're still giving them information that they never thought they would lose from a local small business.
Yeah, but
they
you
expect
don't have
it
to
from
pull
GM,
it out
but they don't expect it from Grace Marie's Pottery Bar.
You don't have to pull it out from. Start out with knowing what they bought from you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a big one. If you have a similar type item, maybe you got a special deal on, or maybe there's a certain service that you wanna boost in the coming month, or mm-hmm. a holiday special. You know who to send that to? For so many small businesses, they can't send out word at all. You know, they're not even collecting email.
Right. Oh, no, you're right. And this comes back to what I said. I want to make sure I get this out, this segment. Folks, what we're talking about now is what I said at the end of the last segment, John. For a small business, in order to be successful and especially and in order to be relevant to your customers, this data mining is similar to just the other part of the technology leverage that you're using, your e-commerce component, your online footprint, things like that. You don't have to win this race, but you do have to run in the race.
Right. You're never going to have everything that the Amazons
right.
of the world have. But you have to have something that allows you to reach out and touch mm-hmm. your customers
mm-hmm.
at the appropriate time when they might buy. You know,
do you agree, John, that if every day that goes by is making it more and more imperative, otherwise you will become just basically extinct?
Oh, a lot of us are going to become extinct anyway, not to be too depressing, but no, it's fast. You can't believe how fast.
And if you're selling your business, when we come back, I'm going to get you to talk to us about what a person thinking about selling their business in the next 2 years who isn't doing this, how do they handle that? The book is called Your Exit Map by John Deeney.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.